Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Now, in our two previous devotionals, we looked at that phrase, the first half, trust in the Lord, and then in another devotional, with all thine heart. We want to now focus in on the closing phrase, and lean not unto thine own understanding. There's a lot of misunderstanding about this verse among Christians and non-Christians. This is not talking about or promoting blind faith. I get that all the time, both from Christians who just think we're just supposed to, you know, go based on our feelings and trust the Lord. And they'll do things that are actually totally against God's word. But I'm trusting the Lord. That's not what this is meaning at all. It's the fact that as we trust in the Lord and live by his word, then we will taste and see that his word is true and trustworthy. So we don't lean on our own understanding, but we lean on his word, his truth. As Psalm 34:8 says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." So, by the way, we learn this whether we obey or not. You don't just learn that God's word is true and good by obeying, even when you disobey. That's why King David wrote in Psalm 119:71, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." So as a Christian, even when we do wrong, and you do wrong, and you're God's child, he will chastise you, and you will suffer the consequences for doing wrong. But even in that, it's part of our growing process. I'm not, of course, as Paul said, we're not saying that do evil that good may prevail, God forbid. But that's just a fact. It's a growing process we're involved in, the process of sanctification, as we talked about in a previous devotional. But faith, it's not a blind faith, not just lean not in your own understanding and take a leap. But faith is defined by God's word. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." And again, in our relationship with the Lord, following God's word or even disobeying God's word, we see the evidence of the truth of God's word and the goodness of God and his word. We also, through Bible prophecy, you know, we see the substance of things hoped for as Bible prophecy has come true and continues to come true. The evidence of things not seen. And we can see the stage being set for the rapture and the mark of the beast and world government for the Antichrist and all that. And all of that God uses to build our faith as we see prophecy being fulfilled. And that means that we must submit our thoughts and opinions to God's word and conform to his word. That's what this means. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Lean into God. Lean into God's word. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We've said this many times. If you just learn and obey God's will, that'll take care of God's word specifically. That will take care of most of the questions about God's will. And then those gray areas, God will work in you and through you and give you guidance, and he'll direct your paths. Verse 6 will say, we'll look more at that in our next devotional. This is the most difficult thing for some believers, but it is required if we want God to direct us in our lives. Then we must learn not to put our opinions above God's word. We are to submit to God's word and let him guide.